Today's Amud is Yevamos Sadicha Samad Aleph. We're holding on Sadicha Samad Aleph, three lines from the top by the words Amar Rava. So on Sadi Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara mentioned the machlokes between Rav Acher Bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshes regarding whether there's an Isser of Eshes Ach by a Ger. So if you have two Goyim that they convert together and they're brothers, these two Goyim are brothers, they share a mother. The fact that they would share the same father would be completely meaningless because there's no yichus for a guy towards his father, as the Gemara will speak out soon. But they share the same mother, they share a mother, and they convert together. So you have these two guyim that share the same mother, they're technically their brothers. You would say that if one of them gets married, so now the other one has an isser of Eishes Ach after they convert. If one of them gets married, so now the other one has an isser of Eishes Ach for marrying that woman. But the says of Acher by Yaakov, then no, because a gershon is Gayer is Gekatan Shanoi Ladami, and even though these two Gayim, as Gayim, they were considered like brothers, they shared a mother, Lamaisa, once they convert, so they're like new people, it's a gershon is Gayer Gekatan Shanoi Ladami, Mamela, we don't view them as being brothers anymore, and one of them can marry the other one's ex-wife. There's no Isser of Eishes Ach when it comes to Gayrim. Whereas Rav Sheshes, even though technically he agrees to Rav Acher by Yaakov, Rav Sheshes holds that there's an Isser de Rabbanon of Eishes Ach, and we do not allow a ger to marry his brother's ex-wife. There is midrabbanan an isser of Eishes Ach when it comes to gerim. So now, before we get back to that machlekes between Rav Acher Bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshes, the Gemara just clarify something. That Amar Rava says Rava had Amar Rabbanan ein av lemitzri. That which Chazal tell us that there's no yichas for a guy after his father. The lashon of our Gemara is lemitzri, but if you look in earlier maduras of Shas, so the word over here is actually legai. Had Amar Rabbanan ein av legai, which is definitely the truth. The halacha is lemaisa, is that lemaisa we don't view any guy as having yichas to his father. This has nothing to do with the mitzri. It seems like the word guy was censored out so that the guyim shouldn't think that we're talking about them. We're talking about mitzriim. Well, lemaisa, this halacha is true about all guyim. There's no yichas for a guy after his father. How do we know that? Says Rava, that idea that there's no yichas to a guy after his father, leitema mishum deshtufe bezima delo yedia. You might assume that the reason why we don't give credit to a guy, to his father, is because we don't ever really know that that's his father. Meaning, technically, we'll always know who a person's mother is because the mother gives birth to the baby. So we'll always know who the mother is. How do we know who a person's father is? So by a yid, we say there's a chazaka that the mother wasn't mizaneh. She was together only with her husband. And that's how we know who the father is. That's how we're able to know that the father is the father, because there's this rive, there's this chazaka that a mother is not going to be mizana, and that's how we know that the father is the father. That's true about yidden. But when it comes to a guy, you don't have such a cheskas kashrus, so then you might say that that's a reason why we'll never be misyachis a guy to his father, because we don't really know that that's his father. The shtufe bezima, the loyadia, they're so drenched in Znus, so we'll never really know who the father is. You might assume that that's the pshat in the idea of Ein Av L'Gai, that we don't give an idea of a father to a guy. You might assume it's because the Shtuvei Bezima, the nafkamino of that would be that Av L'Yadia, that if we would know for a fact who a guy's father is, so then chayshinan, so then we would be chayshish, we would consider that to be his father. Let's say the man and the woman were locked in a jail cell for the last year, so we know for a fact who the father is. But says Rava, that that's not the pshat. Even if we would know with certainty who the father is, we still would not consider him the father. Even if we know who the father is, we still won't consider him to be the father. What's my raya? And before we say the pshat, what's my raya that even when we know who the father is, we still don't consider him the father? Because we had a brayis on the bottom of Sadi Zayin Amud Beis that spoke about Teumim, that spoke about twins. The Shnei Achin Teumim, when it comes to two brothers that are twins, it could even be the Tipa Achas Haya, that they're identical twins. They came from the same Tipa. So we know for sure, for a fact, that these twins, that they are 100% their brothers, they share the same father. yet they came from the same tipa v'nechlika l'shtayim, and just they were divided into two, the cells split, and now they're two, but really they used to be one. So they're for sure brothers. And yet still the katani seifa, the seifa of the braisa that we had in the bottom of Tzadi Zayin of Abay says, the loichal tzimvel miyavmin, that once they convert, so if one of them gets married and dies without any children, his wife does not fall tibum or chalitza to the other brother. Shma minaf kure afkura rachman lezare. You see from here that we don't consider them to be sharing a father. We don't consider them brothers from the same father, even though they're twins and we know who their father is. What must be the pshat? It must be that shma minaf kure afkure rachman lezare, that the Torah was mafkir, the Torah made hefker the zera of a guy, and therefore he's not considered the father. And what's the makar for that idea is the pasuk says that basar chamayrim besaram v'zirma susim zirmasam, that their basar is like that of a chamar and their zera is like the zera of a sus. Just like a sus doesn't have any sort of yichas, so too a guy does not have any sort of yichas after his father. Even if we would know who the father is for a fact, that still wouldn't make it that halachically he's considered the father. Hence when it comes to these twins, there will not be a of Ibam or Chalitza. Now back to the discussion that we had before about whether or not there's an Isser of Eishas Ach when it comes to a Ger. We said according to Acher Bar Yaakov, there's no Isser of Eishas Ach, and one could marry the other one's ex-wife. Whereas according to Rav Sheshas, there's an Isser de Rabbanan. There is an Isser of Eishas Ach mid Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, now Tosh Shema, I'll bring you a Raya. It's going to be a Kasha on Rav Sheshas. This Raya is going to show that there's no Isser of Eishas Ach Bechla when it comes to a guy. Says the Braisa, there was a story with Nifti and Magir that Itaka married his Eishas Ach. He married his half brother's ex wife. He married his brother from his mother. He shared the same mother with this guy, and he married the brother's ex wife. And the story came to the Chachamim. Is it okay that he married her? And they said that ain Eishas Lager, that there's no Eishas when it comes to a Ger, and therefore it's mutter. Well, as says the Gemara, that's a very extreme statement, that there's no ishus for a ger, there's no such thing as marriage when it comes to a ger. You're telling me that anytime a ger tries to be mekadesh a woman, you're telling me that the kedushin is never typhus because there's no ishus for a ger? That doesn't make any sense. Ella, says the Gemara, Ema, say that what he means to say, that ain't ishus a ger, he means that ain't isser ishus ach le ger, that there's no isser ishus, there's no isser Eishas Ach when it comes to a ger, exactly like Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. My lab, aren't we talking about a case the Nasva Ach Keshehu Ger, that the brother got married after he converted? And Afal Pikein, there's no Isser of Eishas Ach. So it's a Kasha on Rav Sheshes, who says that there's an Isser de Rabbanan of Eishas Ach when it comes to a Ger. Says the Gemara, Loi, no, in this case it's different. In this case, even Rav Sheshes agrees. Loi, the Nasva Keshehu Oivik Achavim. We're talking about a case where you have two brothers that converted, but the one who is now divorced, he married his wife, his original wife, when he was a guy. So that's why now the other brother could go ahead and marry her. It's not a problem of Eishas Ach, because that's from the wife when the other guy was a guy. So that, for sure, there's no Isser. And that even Rav Sheshes would agree. But Kishu says the Gemara, that wait a second, Kishu Ayvik Uchavim, Maila Memra, what would be the Chiddush in such a thing? Of course, if he only married her as a guy, when he was a guy, so then there's no Isser of Eishas Ach. Why would I think otherwise? He wasn't Jewish at that time. Now he's a totally new person. Says the Gemara, Ma'u Tema Ligzer Kishu Ayvik Uchavim, Atuk Shu. I might have thought to make a gzeira that when he's a guy, we should make a gzeira that there's an Isser of Eishas Ach, that meaning when he converts, even though he only married her as a guy, out to a case when he marries her as a ger. So Kamash Malan, then no, we don't make such a gzeira. But really, the Braisa could be going like Rav Sheshes, that if he married someone after he converted, so then there would be an Isser Rabbanan of Eishas Ach. So says the Gemara Tashema, another attempt of a raya, Ben Yasion said that kishahalachti lekarche hayam, when I went overseas, I went to these certain islands, I went on vacation, and while I was on this vacation, so there's no vacation from Tyra, and guess what happened? Matzasi ger echad shenasa eishes achiv. I found over there in this karche hayam, I found a ger that was married to his brother's ex-wife, to his eishes ach. He was married to his eishes achiv mi'imo. Shmuel, he was taka married to her. Amar Tiloi, I said to him, Bani, my child, ma hirsh, mi hirshucha, who gave you permission to marry your Eishes Ach? So Amar Li said back to me, Hare Isha v'shiva baneha, what are you talking about? Look across the street, you see that lady? You see her seven sons? They all married each other's brothers' wives, their brothers' ex-wives. So, and says this ger to Ben Yasion, that you should know, al saf solzeh yashav Rabbi Akiva, on this bench, it's right there, Rabbi Akiva sat on that bench, v'amar shnei dvarim, and he said the following two halachas. Number one, he said, ger noise eishes achiv me'imai. First of all, he said this halacha, that the gerim are not related, and therefore, once they convert, so there's no iser of eishes ach, each one can marry the other ones, ex-wife. V'amar, and he said over another halacha, that vayhi, or another idea, another memra, he said that vayhi d'var Hashem el yoina sheinis leimar. So this is, Hashem tells Yoina to go and tell Nineveh to do tshuva, and Yoina runs away, he gets swallowed by the fish, after he gets spit up, so then Hashem comes to Yoina again, a second time. And the pasuk says, vayhi d'var Hashem el yoina sheinis, Hashem spoke to Yoina for a second time, leimar saying, so says Rabbi Akiva, saying, the ger is saying over B'shem Rabbi Kiva, the different things that he said over while he was sitting on this bench. The second thing he said was this pasuk. He quoted this pasuk and he darshaned that Shein is Dibra Imay Shechina, Shlish is Loi Dibra Imay Shechina. It says that the Hashem spoke to Yoina Sheinis a second time. What's the emphasis of the second time? It's because this was the last time that Hashem spoke to Yoina. After this, Hashem never spoke to Yoina again. Now says the Gemara that Ketani mi has ger naisi isha eishes achim meima. Lamaisa comes out. You see from here, Rabbi Akiva paskened it. It was the first thing he said in the story, that a ger is allowed to marry eishes achim meima. There is no iser of eishes ach when it comes to a ger. My lav the nasva achiv kishu ger. Aren't we talking about a case where his brother got married after he already converted, and still there's no iser of eishes ach on that woman? It's a kasher of sheishes, which the Gemara says no. The same teretz as before. Loi the nasva kishu avikichave. We could be discussing a case where he married her only when he was a guy before he converted, and that's why there's no iser of eishes ach. Well, then myla meimer will be the chiddush. Same terms as before. I might have thought to make gzeira when he's a guy, when he's a guy, kamash malan. Then no, we don't make such a gzeira. Ask the Gemara, we mehemin? Just going back to the story itself, just before we go back to the rayas, to Rav Sheshes and Rachav Yaakov, which we'll probably only get to in the following share, but just the Gemara now, just going back to the story, something seems funny in the story. Something seems very funny. The ger was being accused of marrying his Eishes Ach Be'isr. That's what Ben Yastin accused him of. And what does the ger say? That, no, what are you talking about? See the woman across the street? They did it. Rabbi Kiva paskined it. Ask the Gemara, we mehemin? Once he gets accused, is he really believed to say something? To defend himself by saying, oh yeah, Rabbi Akiva said it also. If a Talmud Chacham already quoted a Shmua in the past, so then if he quoted it before a Maisa came up with him, so then we'll believe him, Rashi explains. Then we'll believe him that the Shmua that he's saying now is true because he quoted it even before it was relevant to him. However, if he only starts quoting it now after he's being accused and after it's relevant to him, so then in Shemunah, we don't trust him that the Shmua is true. So how could this ger be believed to say that it's really mutter for a person to marry, for a ger to marry? Yeshazach says the Gemara three terutzim. Terutz number one, Yibayis Ema Mayru Ubahaya. He taka did say this before, and that's how we're able to believe him. Yibayis Ema Mishim Dekama Hare Isha Veshiva Baneha. Here he has like a Maisa Rav. He has a Raya. Because look, there's the woman and there are seven children who all married each other's wives. So you see that there's a heter to do such a thing. And he brought a Raya. Yibayis Ema Shani Hacha Dekama Maisa Achrina Bahada. Or here, it could be also a special Nehman as a third shot, is that Dekama Maisa Achrina Bahada is because he said over a second part. meaning he said over that Rabbi Akiva sat at the bench, and he said over two halachas. One, that a person can marry his eshes ach, and then two, he said another halacha about Hashem only speaking to Yoina twice and not a third time. But the point is that since he quoted that second story, so that already makes it that now everything he's saying is more believable. If he would only quote the first one, so then it looks a little bit fishy. But once he's quoting a story that has other halachas in it as well, so then it doesn't look as fishy, and then we could trust him that it's true. Now says the Gemara Amar Mar, we mentioned earlier that Vayidvar Hashem El Yoina Sheinis Leimor Sheinis Dibur Imay Shechina Shlishes Loi Dibur Imay, there's a diak that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yoina a second time after he got spit up from the dug, so it sounds like he only got spoken to a second time but not a third time. There was no third time that Hashem went and spoke with Yoina. Now I asked the Gemara, is that true? There's no third time? Vaksib, but the pasuk says that Hu Heishiv As Gavul Yisrael Mehuvay Chamas Ad Yoima Harava. It says that he, referring to Yeravam ben Yayash, that Yeravam ben Yayash, he was Meshiv, that he returned all of Klal Yisrael from Levi Hamas until the Yom HaRava. Kedvar Hashem Ashadibar Biad Avda Yoina ben Amitai Anavi, just like Hashem had spoken to Yoina ben Amitai. So now, that's obviously not any of the first two times Hashem spoke to Yoina. It must be there was a third time. So you see that there was a third time that Hashem spoke to Yoina. Which the Gemara says, Amar Ravina al iske ninve ka'amar. Says the Gemara two terutze. Terutze number one is Ravina. Ravina says that when we darshan that Hashem only spoke to Yoina twice and not a third time, it means regarding Ninve. Regarding Ninve, we don't find that Hashem spoke to Yoina a third time. Or of Nachem Bar Yitzchak Amar, a second teretz, that Hachik Amar, this is what he's saying, Kedvar Hashem Asher Diber Biad Avdai, that Hashem's word to Yeravam was like Hashem's words to Yoina, Kashem Shenepach LeNinve Meira LeTayva, just like Ninve was turned over from bad to good, Kach Bimei Yeravam and Yoyash Nepach LeYisrael Meira LeTayva. So that's what happened over here also with Yeravam and Yayash. So that's the only comparable to Dvar Hashem to Yoina. Not that there was another Dvar Hashem to Yoina about something else. Rather, the Navi is just comparing that which Hashem did by Yeravam ben Yayash to that which Hashem did by Yoina. It was Kedvar Hashem Asher Dibur Biyad Avdai, referring to Yoina. But not that actually Hashem spoke to Yoina a third time. Really, it's only two times, like it says Sheinis, two times, not three. And that's the second pshat over in this other pasuk of Uheishiv is Gol Yisrael. It just means that Hashem listened in a similar way to when Hashem spoke to Yoina.